The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the third chapter. As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, and whether he might be the Messiah, John answered them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Now, when all of the people were baptized, and when Jesus had also been baptized and was praying, the heaven opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my son, my beloved. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord.
Grace, mercy, and peace be with you all from God our Creator and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We are now in the season of Epiphany, which is all about manifestations or appearances that show that Jesus is divine. The four big events of this season are the Magi following the star to the manger, which we celebrated last week, Jesus' baptism today, and in coming weeks, the miracle of water into wine at the wedding at Cana in Galilee, and Jesus' transfiguration. This season is a time when we are also invited to just be mindful of how God appears or shows up or manifests in our lives. Let's be mindful of where we see God in our lives in the world. Today we remember when Jesus was baptized and the heavens opened and the Holy Spirit descended on him and the voice of God said to him, "You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased." And from this identity as God's beloved one, Jesus' ministry of sacrificial love begins. Actually, there is a lot going on this weekend, as Pastor Tim mentioned. We honor all who have been baptized at this font in the last year. Their names are listed in the worship folder. And we also remembered the blessings and the belovedness of our own baptisms. Now, I know that I was baptized on March 13th, 1955, at East Norway Lake Lutheran Church in rural New London, Minnesota, when I was exactly 1 month old. My godparents were Uncle Benny and Aunt Ellen, and my eldest siblings, John and Jackie. Some of you may have been baptized a bit later in life, and you may have memories of your baptism. It is fitting that this is also the start of Confirmation Week at St. Philip the Deacon, since the service of confirmation is officially called Affirmation of a Baptism. We invite you to keep our 38 ninth graders who will be confirmed next Saturday in your loving prayers. And we've listed their names for you in the worship folder as well. Who remembers your confirmation day? Okay. Lots of you do. I hope it was a special time for you as it was for me. We had instruction on Saturday mornings starting at 8 a.m. until 10 year-round for 2 years, and we received Holy Communion for the first time on our confirmation day. Anyone else do that? Yeah, okay. Now, my mom told me that on the day of her confirmation, all the confirmands stood up in front of the church, and the pastor quizzed them in front of the congregation on anything in Luther's small catechism. And then anyone in the congregation could ask any of them a question, too. Did anyone go through that when you were confirmed? And you turned out okay, right? Confirmands, rest assured, we will not be doing that to you. Our process is a bit gentler here, and it's all about grace. The next thing that will happen for our confirmands is that midweek we'll have a very special celebration of passage for them. And then on Saturday, their confirmation day, we will lay hands on them and we will pray for the stirring up of the Holy Spirit in their lives, just as we did when they were baptized. It is a very beautiful time. In fact, this is a special week for so many people in our family of God who have supported the ministries of the church and cared for these confirmands and pointed them to the love of Jesus through the years. Really, it's a special time for all of us, starting with the parents and the godparents who brought them to the font to be baptized, when Jesus claimed them as his own beloved ones, and we all welcomed them into the fellowship of the church, and the nursery staff and volunteers who cared for them when they were little shavers, and those who faithfully prayed for them when they were 3 years old and just entering church school. Those prayers were often homebound members who would never meet their three-year-old, but they were so delighted to hold them in prayer for that year. And all of their church school teachers and staff through fifth grade who helped them experience God's love through everything from Bible stories to camping. And our healing prayer group praying for them every day. And their confirmation staff and guides beginning in sixth grade who have loved them, prayed for them, shepherded them, and mentored them in faith. The students went on retreat, did service projects, ate a lot of pizza. Some sang in the choir, and they all had small group time and fun together. And then in ninth grade, our senior high staff supported them as they reflected on and wrote their faith story and became part of that senior high ministry, where the adventure of faith and service and fellowship continues. All along, they have been upheld and loved by this family that is the church. All of us. It truly does take a village. And then, confirmands, in a while you will graduate and you will leave us and you will go off to college or work, and then in a few years, sometimes we get to marry you, and then you bring your own babes to the font, and in a few more years you will bring them to confirmation. And so it continues. Not long ago, I baptized a baby whose dad had been in my confirmation class, which was a very special thing. This is what the family of God does. We pray for each other through life's milestones and joys and sorrows. We remind each other of Emmanuel, the God who is with us. Have you noticed how often the Savior's love comes to you through someone else? Like John the Baptist, we point each other to Christ. It was John who baptized his cousin Jesus. John was called the forerunner of Christ. He was the prepare the way of the Lord guy. He lived a very simple life in the wilderness, simple dress, simple food. He was not attached to anyone's opinion of him. In fact, there were no distractions at all from his call, which was to point those around him to the Messiah. In paintings and in sculpture, he is often depicted in just that way. He is pointing. So this week, with the baptism of Jesus and the role of John the Baptist and our confirmands, and the way all of us have this holy calling to support one another in the faith, I've been thinking a lot about those who point others to Christ. So, who pointed you toward a loving God? I think, of course, of my mom. Throughout her life, God was her rock, and we knew it. I think of my Sunday school teachers who opened the Bible and the love of God to me, a whole group of people at St. Ben's and St. John's during college, and for a large part of my life now, it's the people of St. Philip the Deacon, including some who are now in heaven, who have shared life and faith with me and one another and this hurting world, and pointing me to Christ. Who is it who opened your heart to Jesus? I highly recommend thinking about those people and naming them to God and giving thanks for them today. One of those in heaven is a good friend who died in 2017, a former pastor of this church named John Hoganson. He was dear to many of you too. John was very ill for a year and a half before he died, but he continued to point others to God through his posts on the Caring Bridge site. His last entry was very poignant and I think timely for us. This is what he wrote. Every year I pick a Bible verse to guide me through the year ahead. This year's verse is, "Prepare the way of the Lord." To me, it's about more than going to heaven. In this broken and fragmented world, we all need to do what we can to be more loving, forgiving, kind, and accepting of one another. In doing so, the world will be more like the world Jesus envisioned. This is our calling, our way of living a spiritual life. We cannot depend on others to make the world holy. It is up to us. So be a river of love, which you were created to be. Let judgment, the inability to forgive, resentment, let those things characterize others, not you. This is the best way to live. Together, let us keep the faith, look upward, travel onward, and not be afraid. Let's prepare the way of the Lord here on earth. So, my friends, let's give thanks on this holy day for all of those in heaven and on earth who have pointed us to our Savior Jesus, our Savior who has claimed us as his own forever in the waters of baptism. Confirmands, we love you and we will keep you in our prayers as we continue this journey together, looking upward, traveling onward, unafraid. In the name of Jesus, amen.